The 37th Hour by Jodi Compton. Chapter 1. Every cop has at least one story about the day the job found them. It's not uncommon. Out on the streets, on duty or off, suddenly an officer sees two guys in baseball caps and sunglasses run out of a bank as if their heels were afire. By pure luck, there's an officer on the scene even before dispatch takes the call. With missing persons cases, though, it's a little different. The people you're looking for generally are already dead, out of town, out of state, or in hiding. As a rule, they're not in highly visible places, waiting for you to all but run into them. Ellie Bernhardt, 14, was to be the exception that proved the rule. Yesterday, Ellie's sister had come to see me all the way to Minneapolis from Bemidji in northwest Minnesota. Ainsley Carter was 21, maybe 22 at the outside. She was thin, and had that tentative, nervous kind of beauty that seems proprietary to blondes. But today, and probably most days, she hadn't chosen to accentuate her look save for some dark brown mascara and a little bit of concealer under the eyes that didn't erase the shadow of a poorly slept night. She wore jeans and a softball shirt, the kind with a white body and colored long sleeves, blue in this case. A plain silver band rode her right hand, a very small diamond solitaire at the left. "I think my sister is probably in town somewhere," she said, when I'd gotten her settled before my desk with a cup of coffee. "She didn't come home from school the day before yesterday."
"You contacted the police in Bemidji?"
"In Thief River Falls," she said. "That's where Ellie still lives with our dad. My husband and I moved after we got married," she explained. "So yes, they're looking into it. But I think she's here. I think she ran away from home."
"Does she have a suitcase or bag that's missing?" Ainsley